The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. This is Kurt Benrud for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about plays that are produced locally with an audio-described performance and movies that are available locally with audio description. We'll begin with a quick overview. More details about the most immediate offerings will follow up later in the show. So, upcoming plays, for starters, in the Raleigh-Cary area, we've got Ken Ludwig's Baskerville at Raleigh Little Theater. The audio-described performance is Sunday, April 21st at 3 p.m. Murder for Two at North Carolina Theater in the Fletcher Opera Theater on Saturday, April 27th, 2 p.m. Four Weddings and an Elvis. It's Cary Players performing in the Cary Arts Center in Cary, April 5th, 3 p.m. Users of audio description can get a second free ticket for their driver or companion. Pippin at Raleigh Little Theater. It's in their Sutton Theater on June 9th, 3 p.m. And once again, users of audio description can get a second free ticket for their driver or their companion. The Somewhat True Story of Robin Hood at Cary Youth Applause Theater at the Cary Arts Center on May 19th at 5:30 p.m. Next up is Annie at North Carolina Theater in Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on Saturday, July 27th at 2 p.m. In the Durham Chapel Hill area, we've got Anastasia at the Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC, on Saturday, April 20th, 8 p.m. Durham Ballet's Aladdin at Carolina Theater on Friday, May 17th at 6:30 p.m. Hello Dolly at the DPAC on Saturday, May 25th, 2 p.m. Cats at DPAC on Saturday, June 8th at 8 p.m. In the Greensboro-Winston-Salem area, we've got Man of La Mancha at Triad Stage on Saturday, May 18th, 2 p.m. And in the Fayetteville or Sand Hills area, we've got The Cake at Cape Fear Regional Theater on Saturday, April 20th, 2 p.m. And then Memphis at the Cape Fear Regional Theater on Saturday, May 18th. 2 p.m. Okay, the following movie theaters have movies with audio description, and these are all Regal theaters in the Triangle area. We've got the North Hills Stadium 14 at 4150 Main at North Hills Street in Raleigh, and also in Raleigh, the Briar Creek Stadium 14 at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway. In Chapel Hill is the Timberline 6 at 120 Banks Drive. In Cary, the Crossroads Stadium 20 at 501 Cataboo Avenue. In Apex, the Beaver Creek Stadium 12 at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive. And in Garner, the White Oak Stadium 14 at 1205 Timber Drive East. Now, Regal Theaters has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about movies playing in their theaters, so you can find out showtimes by calling this coming-up number here and then simply following the menu prompts. The number is 844-462-7342. And once again, that's 844-462-7342. Then just follow the prompts, and very soon you will know what time the movie you're intending to attend is going to be playing. And speaking of the movies, just opening this week, we have Pet Sematary. This is the new improved version of it. It's rated R. It plays at all six of these theaters. That's the Crossroads in Cary, the Beaver Creek in Apex, the North Hills and Briar Creek, both in Raleigh, the White Oak in Garner, and the Timberline in Chapel Hill. Shazam, rated PG-13, also plays at all six of these theaters. The Best of Enemies, rated PG-13, playing at all of these theaters except for the Timberline. Other movies that are still hanging around from previous weeks, we've got Captain Marvel, rated R, plays at all six theaters. Dumbo, rated PG, plays at all six theaters. 5 Feet Apart, rated PG-13, plays at all of the theaters except the Timberline. Gloria Bell, rated R, plays only at the Crossroads in Cary. Hotel Mumbai, also rated R, plays only at the Crossroads in Cary. The Aftermath, rated R, only at the Crossroads in Cary. Beach Bum, rated R, plays at the Crossroads in Cary, the North Hills, and Briar Creek in Raleigh. The Lego Movie 2, subtitled The Second Part, rated PG, plays at the Beaver Creek in Apex. The Upside, rated PG-13, plays at the North Hills and the Briar Creek in Raleigh. Tyler Perry's A Madea Family Funeral, rated PG-13, plays at the Crossroads in Cary, North Hills and Briar Creek in Raleigh, and the White Oak in Garner. Unplanned, rated R, plays at all of these theaters except the Timberline. Us, rated R, plays at all of these theaters, including the Timberline. And Wonder Park, rated PG, plays at all of these theaters except for the Timberline in Chapel Hill. And once again, you can get showtimes by calling 844-462-7342. And once again, that is 844-462-7342. So that's the overview. Now let's come on down. Going back to plays, we're going to take a look at what's on the horizon. And in Raleigh, we've got Ken Ludwig's Baskerville at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, April 21st at 3 p.m. The male heirs of the Baskerville line are being eliminated one by one. To find their ingenious killer, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson must brave the desolate moors before a family curse dooms its newest heir. Watch as the intrepid investigators try to escape a dizzying web of clues, silly accents, and elaborate disguises. Full humor, horror, and plenty of stage magic. This kooky and spooky caper will have you howling with laughter. And once again, it's written by Ken Ludwig. It's directed by Jeremy Skidmore. The tickets run $28 for adults, $24 for students and seniors. And Raleigh Little Theater does offer a second ticket for your driver or companion at no charge. And the number to call is 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. Murder for Two at North Carolina Theater in the Fletcher Opera Theater, Saturday, April 27th, 2 p.m. Officer Moskowitz is a small-town policeman with dreams of making it to detective. One fateful night, shots ring out at the surprise birthday party. With the nearest detective an hour away, Marcus jumps at the chance to prove his sleuthing skills with the help of his silent partner, Lou. But, whodunit? The perfect blend of music, mayhem, and murder. In this hilarious show, two performers play 13 roles, not to mention the piano, in a witty and winking homage to old-fashioned murder mysteries. You won't want to miss this killer musical comedy. Tickets run $29 to $77, and you can call 919-831-6941, extension 6944, to make reservations. Once again, that is 919-831-6941, extension 6944. In Cary, we have Four Weddings and an Elvis by Cary Players at the Cary Arts Center on Sunday, May 5th at 3 p.m. Sandy, four times married, three times divorced, is the owner of a wedding chapel in Las Vegas. She has seen her fair share of matrimonies. In the hilarious Four Weddings and an Elvis, we witness four of her funniest. Tickets are $20 or $18 for students and seniors. Reservations can be made by calling 919-462-2055. That's 919-462-2055. And with Cary Players, users of audio description can get a second ticket free for their driver or companion. Pippin at Raleigh Little Theater on Sunday, June 9th, 3 p.m. Meet Pippin, a young prince who longs to find passion and adventure in his life. To prove his loyalty to his distracted father, King Charles, Pippin goes on a death-defying journey to look for his purpose. He makes a grave mistake by killing his father to take over the throne. In the pursuit to right a wrong, Pippin struggles to decide whether he should settle down and pursue a peaceful life or continue to make magic with the dazzling troupe of performers. Music and lyrics are by Stephen Schwartz, book by Roger O. Hearson. This is directed by Patrick Torres. Call 919-821-3111 for tickets. Adults are $28. Seniors are $24. And once again at Raleigh Little Theater, there's always a second ticket for your driver or your companion at no charge. The somewhat true story of Robin Hood at Cary Youth Applause Theater in the Cary Arts Center on Sunday, May 19th at 3 p.m. A Legendary Legend by Mary Lynn Dobson. Our gallant Guy in Green leads his merry men in a bowling battle against Prince John and his scheming sheriff in this Monty Python-esque retelling. Poor Sherwood Forest will never be the same. This is directed by Ben Slate. Tickets are $10. They do not take telephone orders, but the Cary Arts Center is huge, and so the chances of getting a ticket there in person, I would say, are way above average, nearly 100%. And down the road, of course, there will be Annie at North Carolina Theater on Saturday, July 27th at 2 p.m. With equal measures of pluck and positivity, little orphan Annie charms everyone's hearts despite a next-to-nothing start in 1930s New York City. She is determined to find the parents who abandoned her years ago on the doorstep of a New York City orphanage that is run by the cruel, embittered Miss Hannigan. With the help of the other girls in the orphanage, Annie escapes to the wondrous world of New York City. In adventure after fun-filled adventure, Annie foils Miss Hannigan's evil schemes, befriends President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and finds a new home and family in billionaire Oliver Warbucks. Tickets run $25.15 all the way up to $103.15. Reservations at North Carolina Theater can be made by calling 919-831-6941, extension 6944. That's 919-831-6941, extension 6944. 4-4. Moving over to Durham and Chapel Hill area, we've got Anastasia at the DPAC on Saturday, April 20th at 8 p.m. It's a stunning musical based on the hit film, one of the most gorgeous shows in years, says the New York Observer. Inspired by the beloved films, the romantic and adventure-filled new musical Anastasia is at home at DPAC at last. This dazzling show will transport you from the twilight of the Russian Empire to the euphoria of Paris in the 1920s, as a brave young woman sets out on a journey to discover the mystery of her past. Anastasia features a book by celebrated playwright Terence McNally, a lush new score by Stephen Flaherty on the music and Lynn Ahrens on the lyrics, with direction by Tony Award winner Darko Trezniak. Tickets run $171 through $314 plus tax. 919-680-2787 is the phone number. That's 919-680-2787. Durham Ballet's Aladdin at the Carolina Theater, Friday, May 17th, 6:30 p.m. Aladdin is an original work, first performed by the Durham Ballet Theater in 2009 at the Carolina Theater in Durham. It was the very first show performed by Durham Ballet Theater, formerly Legacy Repertory Company. This year, on DBT's 10th anniversary, it seems only fitting we perform the show that started it all. Our second year performing Aladdin, 2012, marked the fourth year in a row we performed a full-length ballet in the spring. That year and every year subsequent, we were able to provide a free special audiences show as a service to the community for special needs children and adults, their families, and their caregivers. Our third year of Aladdin, 2015, saw the addition of guest dancers George Sanders and Ruben Suarez, who took on the leading roles of Aladdin and the Evil Vizier. We are so excited to perform our version of this beautiful story for its fourth rotation in our repertoire. Now, I don't have any info on tickets, but you can contact the company by calling 919-680-4363. That's 919-680-4363. Hello, Dolly at the DPAC on Saturday, May 25th at 2 p.m. It's a winner of four Tony Awards, including Best Revival. Time Out New York says, "It is, in a word, perfection." Tony Award-winning Broadway legend Betty Buckley stars in Hello, Dolly, the universally acclaimed smash that NPR calls the best show of the year. Winner of four Tony Awards, including Best Musical Revival, director Jerry Zaks' gorgeous new production is making people crazy happy, and those are quotes from Vogue and the Washington Post. Breaking box office records week after week and receiving unanimous critical raves on Broadway, this Hello, Dolly pays tribute to the original work of legendary director-choreographer Gower Champion, hailed both then and now as one of the greatest stagings in musical theater history. Rolling Stone calls it a must-see event, a musical comedy dream. If you're lucky enough to score a ticket, you'll be seeing something historic. Wow, 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 indeed. They do have tickets as low as $20 and as high as $300, and you can make reservations by calling 919-680-2787. That's 919-680-2787 for Hello, Dolly at the DPAC on Saturday, May 25th, 2 p.m. show. Also at the DPAC, it's Saturday, June 8th, 8 p.m., is Cats. Let the memory live again. The Huffington Post tells us that Cats is back and better than ever. Rediscover Cats, the beloved musical with breathtaking music, including one of the most treasured songs in musical theater, Memory, featuring new sound design, direction and choreography for a new generation. Experience Cats for the first time as it begins a new life, or let it thrill you all over again. Tickets run 116 through 300, and the number to call is 919-680-2787. That's 919-680-2787. In the Greensboro-Winston-Salem area, we've got Man of La Mancha on Saturday, May 18th at 2 p.m., written by Dale Wasserman with music by Mitch Lee and lyrics by Joe Darien. Hear the Wild Winds of Fortune. Your destiny calls and adventure awaits. A poet thrown into prison feels the inquisitor, but the inmates demand their own kind of justice. The poet begins to tell a story of a mad knight determined to achieve his impossible dreams, join the quest, and reach the unreachable star. It's a call to change the world, no matter what still rings true, and producing it at Triad Stage is a long-held dream. And their tickets run $10 through $75. And then in the Sand Hills or Fayetteville area, we've got The Cake at Cape Fear Regional Theater on Saturday, April 20th at 2 p.m. When her best friend's daughter returns to town with a special order for her wedding, Della takes on the biggest challenge yet. What does she believe? Faith and family collide in The Cake, a modern comedy that tackles a tasty subject while staying deliciously Southern. Intimate staging similar to last season's Disgraced will bring you up close and personal for this hilarious show. It's written by Becca Brunstetter, directed by David Caldwell. Who will love it? Fans of smart adult dramedies, people who follow current events, and people on the lookout for the next hot trend, recommended for adult audiences. Tickets run $15 to $25. Their number is 910-323-4234, extension 229. That's 910-323-4234, extension 229. And finally, we've got Memphis, also at Cape Fear Regional Theater, on Saturday, May 18th, 2 p.m. Memphis is the birthplace of rock and roll, inspired by the actual events of one of the first white DJs to showcase African-American music on the radio. This high-octane musical will have you jumping out of your seat. Don't miss this uplifting and entertaining hit from the creative team of last season's blockbuster, Dreamgirls. Music and lyrics are by David Bryan. Book and lyrics by Joe DiPietro. Directed by Suzanne Agins. Choreographed by Eleanor Scott. Who will love it? Fans of high-energy musicals, nonstop dancing, and stories about bravery in love set against a backdrop of changing civil rights. It's rated PG-13. Tickets start at $19, go as high as $32. And the number once again is 910-323-4234, extension 229. Okay, movies that are new this week. There's the Pet Sematary 2019, rated R for language, horror, violence, and bloody images. Runs an hour and 40 minutes. Based on the seminal horror novel by Stephen King, Pet Sematary follows Dr. Lewis Creed, played by Jason Clarke, who, after relocating with his wife Rachel, played by Amy Simetz, and their two young children from Boston to rural Maine, discovers a mysterious burial ground hidden deep in the woods near the family's new home. When tragedy strikes, Lewis turns to his unusual neighbor, Judd Crandall, played by John Lithgow, setting off a perilous chain reaction that unleashes an unfathomable evil with horrific consequences. And this is a horror movie. Shazam, rated PG-13 for language, intense sequences of action and suggestive material, runs 2 hours and 12 minutes. We all have a superhero inside us, It just takes a bit of magic to bring it out. In Billy Batson's case, by shouting out one word, Shazam, and Asher Angel plays Billy Batson, this streetwise 14-year-old foster kid can turn into the adult superhero, Shazam, who's played by Zachary Levi, courtesy of an ancient wizard. Still a kid at heart inside a ripped, godlike body, Shazam revels in this adult version of himself by doing what any teen would do with superpowers. Have fun with them. Can he fly? Does he have X-ray vision? Can he shoot lightning out of his hands? Can he skip his social studies test? Shazam sets out to test the limits of his abilities with the joyful recklessness of a child, but he'll need to master these powers quickly in order to fight the deadly forces of evil controlled by Dr. Thaddeus Sivana. And this is a fantasy science fiction action adventure. The Best of Enemies, rated PG-13 for thematic material, a suggestive reference, some violence, and racial epithets, runs 2 hours and 13 minutes. Based on a true story, The Best of Enemies centers on the unlikely relationship between Anne Atwater, played by Taraji P. Henson, and who is an unspoken civil rights activist, and C.P. Ellis, played by Sam Rockwell, a local Ku Klux Klan leader who reluctantly co-chair a community summit battling over the desegregation of schools in Durham, North Carolina, during the racially charged summer of 1971. The incredible events that unfold would change Durham and the lives of Atwater and Ellis forever. Captain Marvel's rated PG-13, and it's got sequences of sci-fi violence and action, runs 2 hours and 8 minutes. Captain Marvel, played by Brie Larson, is an extraterrestrial Kree warrior who finds herself caught in the middle of an intergalactic battle between her people and the Skrulls. Living on Earth in 1995, she keeps having reoccurring memories about another life as U.S. Air Force pilot Carol Danvers. With help from Nick Fury, played by Samuel L. Jackson, Captain Marvel tries to uncover the secrets of her past while harnessing her special superpowers to end the war with the evil Skrulls. And this is a sci-fi, fantasy, action adventure. And Dumbo, rated PG, runs an hour and 55 minutes. A circus owner Max Medici, played by Danny DeVito, enlists former star Holt Ferrier, played by Colin Farrell, and his children to care for a newborn elephant whose oversized ears make him a laughingstock in an already struggling circus. But you know what, friends and neighbors? We're running out of time for this episode of Movie Reviews and Theater Previews. Hope you've enjoyed it, and maybe we'll bump into each other at the movies or at the theater. Meantime, I'm Kurt Benrud for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Have a nice rest of the day.